12th parak of the Kohen, 6th Mishnah. After he saw the house, he doesn't go back home, and from his home pronounces it the house that's in the first stage of Tumah. It has to be closed up. He doesn't stand within the house that the Tzaraas is in either and close it up. He stands by the door. The door of the house which has the Tzaraas, and over there pronounces it Muzgo. He leaves from the house to the entrance of the house. And then he pronounces it closed up for 7 days. Comes at the end of the week and he sees if it's stretched out. It gets rid of the stones that had the nega and he throws them out of the city. So at the end of the week, if it got larger, by all other tumas, tzaraas, if it got larger, it's fully tummy. The process of the tumah of the house is a little bit longer. So even if it got bigger, all he does is remove those stones. And he has stones that replace the stones that had the tzaraas on them. He puts them in place. And take other earth around it. And then he smears over the house again. He shouldn't take stones from this side of the house and take other stones from the other side of the house. Also, he shouldn't take earth from one side to the other side. And he shouldn't take plaster at all. In other words, you should take earth and stones from another place. If the tzaraas is on one stone, you should replace it with one stone. If it's on two, with two, but you shouldn't do one for two or two for one. Maybe it's time to have a time. If the tzaraas is on two stones, you should replace it with two stones. If it was on three stones, then you should replace it with three stones and four stones. Yeah. Some of the mafarshim over here that if it's more than two, then you don't have to be makpid on how many stones you have. Person is a shochin, a neighbor is using the same wall between the two houses, so the shochin loses that because you have to take out walls from the house and it affects both of them. Shneim choitzim, shneim koitzim, both of them have to take out the stones and they have to cut out. It has to be cut out. Shneim vim esavonim, they have to bring new stones. Abahul avadim, maybe it's offer. The one as a tzaraas, he brings the earth to fill up the hole, the cracks. Shenema v'ofer achi kach v'toch z'abayis and chavim v'tapel imo b'ticho. V'toch is z'abayis, the one who is tomei, his house is tomei, he's the one who has to smooth out the walls with his earth.